This is Todd Coburn of Cal Poly Pomona with the Structures series. And the topic for this audio is strains, normal strains. We already know about deflection and we know what a length is. So if you have a part that's got a certain length, and if you measure the deflection along the same direction as the length, and then you divide the deflection by the original length, that's what we call the strain. Something of a certain length that deforms more, has a larger deflection, is going to experience more strain. Something that deflects less will have less strain. The same amount of deflection in a short member will have a lot more strain than that same deflection for a longer member, because the strain is the deflection over the original length. We can read the ultimate strain, which is the strain at which failure occurs, which means that a certain material of a certain form will have a certain amount of strain beyond which that material is expected to fail. That ultimate strain can be read from the stress strain curve as the strain associated with the last point to the right of the stress strain curve. That's the ultimate strain, and we can represent that ultimate strain as the elongation as well, which is the ultimate strain written as a percent. So let's say we have a member, and if let's say that under loading it gets thicker, then we can have the change in thickness divided by the original thickness. That would be the strain in that direction. So that's the concept of strain, the normal strain, where we take a deflection and divide it by the length acting in the same direction. That's all I got. Enjoy.